Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, second segment. J Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We're diving into the state of college football just based on some of the things we talked about in the first segment, but then also DP.
What me?
Right? It's a pretty interesting article, and I previewed it or kind of teased it a little bit, and they were in the article, they talk about Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Washington, which is, I don't know if what they when they wrote this article, obviously it was written on July 11th. I don't know if they realized the Washington coach is gone, and they have a new coach, new staff, new players.
New athletic director,
new support staff, so forth and so on. They're saying that they needed some luck to get into the college football playoff race.
Andrew Luck have a son?
Right. Now, Ole Miss, I don't think needs a lot of luck. They just need a lot of cojones, because I think they need to step up this year. Right?
Replacing a big-time quarterback?
Ole Miss has Dart, who's legit. Okay. Now that he was a co-starter last year, but he's the dude. Right? Now, but as the season went on, he was the dude. So you're set there. You brought in a ton of skill positions. You had the best pretty much transfer portal gets besides Ohio State. So the other two teams, Washington and Texas A&M, both of them are the same. Both of them have new ADs, right? No, I mean, let's be honest, right? Am I lying?
No.
Right? It's kind of funny, these two teams over here, right? I get where you're going. Like, ours went to Texas A&M, Washington went here, right? You know, what is it, the 6 degrees of separation from Trev Alberts?
Like, nobody got better, and nobody got worse.
We just blame it on Trev, right? Trev left and the dominoes fall. But anyways, those two teams, more importantly, shocked me in this article because of what we just said. Two new athletic directors, so two new faces or leadership positions in the program, two new head coaches. And you got to think that with both schools, the two head coaches left in two different ways, right? The board, I guess you could say, he leveled up and could not pass up the opportunity to go to Alabama. I mean, he turned down extension after extension, supposedly during the year. Jimbo, essentially two games before he was actually fired. Actually, it was the game before or 48 hours after or prior to he got fired. They came out there with the set was $150-some million from the Aggie fund. They had the check out there, and essentially half of it went to him. You know, he looked at his going away present. So the way he left was different. You got to think. Remember, he didn't let the receivers wear any like wristbands and stuff like that, but they still lost a lot of players. and they lost their big time recruiter, which was their defensive line slash run game coordinator. He's gone. This article was very interesting to me to have those two teams in there because they need more than luck. They need more than luck.
Well, I mean, I think they need absolute luck.
Well, luck to me is you're on the cusp and then say, okay, and you're on the cusp and say, well, let's just say Texas A&M, right? They're on the cusp and Ole Miss Dookie's down their leg. That's luck. Like, it's normally that talented a roster, they're not going to do. Or LSU has, instead of two losses, they got three, maybe four. That's the luck. And then you slide in there, luckily, versus the luck of, I'm a big believer, what luck can they create when they don't have the roster and define, they don't have.
Define what success is going to be in each of those cases, right? Because that part will determine what success, what winning is. Because I don't, if Washington won eight games and A&M won eight games, it doesn't have, it doesn't land the same way.
Not right now.
It doesn't land the same way. So Ole Miss, if it has a really good year, is playing in the tournament.
They're in
the,
yeah.
If they have a good year, they're at a decent bowl.
Well, if they're not in the college football playoff, this is a horrible year.
Is that true for Washington?
No.
No.
Is that true for A&M?
Depends on who you ask at A&M.
Right. That's my point.
See, eight wins at Washington, you know what? That's a great year for Jed Fish, right? You lost a ton of players to the draft. You had to pull a couple players out of Arizona. You're on the back end of recruiting. So eight wins for them, they're like, all right, yeah, you're on the cusp. You're not a one-trick pony or one-year wonder from Arizona. You're legit. Now you're in. Now we're gonna expect consistent growth after that. You'd be ahead of schedule at Washington, I would think.
This is why I ask.
Because, in my opinion, what do you think, Austin?
I'm with you. I don't have high hopes for Washington. They'll be fine, but they've lost so much.
He made the face.
The face, and it was like.
And the total voice.
They'll be fine. And also, let's not forget, we just talked about NIL. They have
Microsoft money.
Right. Well, they didn't have it.
Do they?
Yeah, their NIL.
Some of it.
Their NIL struggled, right?
Yeah. Remember that?
They have the potential. Yeah. They might not be realizing it right now, but it's out there for them.
And I think that's kind of the identifier for all these programs, is that they all should have top-level NIL, top-level transfer portal, top-level replacement and development. They should. But top-level in football, college football speak, means that you have to be top 10.
Top 12. Well, yeah, right? Get in. Well, you got to be in.
Even think about it differently because you have three teams from the Big Ten, three from the SEC, one ACC, one Big 12.
Four of them are going to win themselves in. They're gonna win themselves into
five of them with a group of five.
Right.
So that's five out of the 12.
Right.
Right there. So then, top seven.
Right. So then the next seven have to have some luck, and they have to be really good most of the time.
Yeah.
Like these are double digit winning teams who simply crap the bed against their biggest opponent.
Right.
Like that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see
Washington, we can't even create a metric that puts Washington in the Big Ten championship game. We cannot draw it up. It doesn't work. A&M to be in the SEC championship game. Or to be in play in the SEC. Yeah. That's a hard write-up.
And that to me isn't luck. That's a fluke.
Yeah.
Luck is the article talked about luck as how did you do in one score game?
Right, that's it.
Which is a little reductionist.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet,
including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
For my liking, because I think there's so much more that goes to it. But when you tell me a team needs to get lucky to go to the playoff,
yeah,
that to me is an up-and-comer who was 7-5, 8-4 last year, who returns a guy or two at a key spot that has a breakthrough that you might not predict.
Penn State has to get lucky to win the Big Ten.
To win the Big Ten, yes. To make the college football playoff, no.
They still have to get lucky. They still have to be extremely lucky. That means that it went horribly, horribly bad for either for two of the three, Oregon, Michigan, Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be lucky to be the fourth best team in the Big Ten, because that means that you out-luckied USC, who has way more talent than you do, dollar for dollar, stroke for stroke. And then you have to have success just because of how your schedule plays out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that both of you guys are right. And I think you guys are talking about luck in two different ways, right? And I'm going to be the third. I think Penn State has to create their own luck. They got to grow up. They got to man up at some point.
Get out of mom and dad's basement.
Ole Miss.
But they like it in mom's basement.
Ole Miss.
She makes really good lasagna. Right.
Yeah. Mom!
Meatloaf is though, right?
Meatloaf! Well, now!
Ole Miss has to grow up, right? Where you think about Texas A&M, this article, which is, you know, this article is a lazy article, right? Because they're like, oh, they went 0-4 in one score games. Well, three of them were on the road. Now, the bad one was at Oklahoma State. That's a bad loss. So that's not luck beating them. That means that you didn't create your own luck. Now they had Alabama on the road or on the ropes and lost it at the end of the game. Then they, you know, you got Virginia in here that they need some luck. You got Kansas State needs some more luck, or TCU, excuse me. I think the difference between like a Washington, a Texas A&M, and Penn State are really, really big differences, because you got two programs over there that are extremely talented and have high expectations. So the luck is going to be created by you actually making some tweaks and doing something different at a higher rate to get you out of this. So, you know, like last year, this was supposed to be the year Michigan's coach is suspended. And then Sharon Moore ran the ball for 30 minutes. They essentially went 9-on-7 to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ain't creating your own luck. Versus like Washington, it's got to be a miracle for them to get in the college football playoff.
Here's Penn State's run, right? They'll be expected to win the first four. Bowling Green, Kent State, Illinois, UCLA. And then it gets interesting, because you have to travel to the Rose Bowl and face the Trojans.
I don't think that's going to be a hard game.
It will be for Penn State because of the way they play. They will play themselves into a difficult situation.
That's true. They will coach themselves.
Then you go to and back to back weeks, you will then go to Madison, Wisconsin, which just tells me again things have to fall so perfectly in order. Oh, get luck there. How about the Ohio State Buckeyes? Because we know what that does. And then if you're lucky, you get Washington in a night game at Beaver Stadium before you finish up with Minnesota, who on any given weekend can be the thorn in your shoe, or Maryland, who has just as much talent as you do for the first time in 40 years.
And they hate you.
And they mad. And the Terps fans can make the drive from College Park to Happy Valley. So I'm just, it has to fall perfectly. Do you think they win all but two of those games?
Here's where I think Penn State can create their own luck. Ohio State, they'll probably lose. They create their own luck by holding serve on teams they should be. I mean, they should beat Washington, Purdue, Minnesota, Maryland, right? You should be getting better as the season goes on. Now, we'll see where the bye week is. We'll see you know, what Tom Allen does.
I don't think they go to Minneapolis and beat Minnesota.
They beat the Gophers. Gophers aren't going to be good this year. Here's where they create their own luck.
Okay.
And it's going to be early in the season. Considering they should, before they go to USC, they should be 5-0.
And then right? Penn State gets the bye after USC.
Right. They should, if they beat USC, that's a 85% in creating your own luck. Then if you go and beat Wisconsin before you obviously go to Ohio State, or yeah, you go to, or you got Ohio State at home, they got to win one of those two road games. Then they're really cooking it. Then they're really doing what they need to do.
Can I ask you this question, guys? Ask me this. Just explain to me how this happened. The Huskies open with Weber State, Eastern Michigan, Washington State, Northwestern, Rutgers. Who did they pay? How much money did it take for that to be the first five games before?
Well, you really got to look at the first three games.
Man,
because that's their non-conference games. And one of them was a conference. They had two non-cons. But they did not get the Nebraska treatment when you came into the Big Ten. This is an easy schedule.
Are they favored at home against Michigan? No.
Negative.
Are they favored at Iowa?
No.
No. But you got Indiana. I like their chances against USC at home.
You think USC is going to play B-500 football?
They're going to be high. I'm telling you right now, I think, listen, by Thanksgiving, Lincoln Riley is going to be cooking one of those dry
briskets
that he had. He ain't going to post it, though.
You know, jerky sandwich.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's learned his lesson.
That leather strap that he had out there, talking about, well, I'm blessed.
That leather and mayo.
Yeah.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, boy, you better put some chicken broth on there. I don't think USC is going to be good. Here's why I think Lincoln Riley will struggle. He doesn't want to play real football. That's not who he is. That's not who he is. That's not who he wants to be. That's not who he will ever be. He wants to play PlayStation, NCAA 25. Big up. I know they came out and GameStop's getting destroyed. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to do.
Well, they opened with LSU. They listen.
DP, they have – no, he doesn't even know what good defense is.
You know what? They could lose. Oh my goodness! So
here, let's take a break.
Let's
take a break. All three of us look at USC's schedule, and then we're gonna give USC's our prediction for their schedule. We're gonna take a quick break. Lincoln Riley, I'm sorry, man. Paul Finbond got on you yesterday. Jay Foreman's on you. You don't really care, but we're gonna talk about the USC schedule after this break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Norman. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.